Following yesterday's March preview, temperatures have returned to seasonable levels today. And that means most areas have been above freezing this afternoon, so it's not really cold given the time of year. Of course, the wind has been a big player in the weather today. The peak wind gusts are up over 40 miles per hour in some areas, so there is a definite wind chill factor. We've seen a blend of clouds and sunshine. In general, it has been a bit cloudier in the mountains and near the mountains, and a bit brighter in the valleys. There are still some snow showers in the higher elevations, and there's the potential for some additional snow showers in the mountains tonight, so some light accumulation will be possible there. For most areas, it'll be dry tonight, and the wind will diminish as an area of high pressure draws closer. So with breaks in the clouds, lighter wind, and dry air, that will allow temperatures to drop quickly tonight. I expect lows in the single digits in some of the colder areas. Many spots will end up in the teens. And that high-pressure area will be near New York City tomorrow, and that means the weather should be quiet during the day on Friday. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. Most areas will be quite bright. There's the chance for some lingering cloudiness, especially in and around the mountains. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 30s, so it'll be another seasonably cold day, and it's going to be far less windy than today. So with a lighter wind and that sun angle that's getting higher and higher day by day, it'll actually be pretty comfortable tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, it'll be dry during the evening, and then after midnight, a warm front will approach from the south, and that will spread snow into the area. And then on Saturday, as temperatures warm up, the snow will change to rain. It looks like the snow amounts won't be too heavy. We'll probably end up with about 1 to 3 inches of snow before that change to rain. So plan for damp weather on Saturday. The rain will become spotty and lighter later in the day. I expect dry weather Saturday night into at least Sunday morning. There's the chance for some showers Sunday afternoon, but that's not guaranteed at this time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cold, a high of 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cold, a high of 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the teens and 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cold, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonably cold, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, snow changing to rain. Rain will taper off during the afternoon, highs in the low 40s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.